Well, good morning. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is being delivered bright and early to your digital front door, and you can take it with you on your morning walk or your drive to the office. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. We've packaged the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Delivery is via your favorite podcast platform. As you listen, you'll hear about our free Dollars and Cents retirement book. It's easy to get a copy, absolutely free. It's a first step in designing a retirement that's exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. And you'll hear that number again throughout the show. Let's also take a moment and share our website. It's dollarsandcentsradio.com. And you can go there anytime and discover more about how we craft a personal retirement lifestyle that fits you. I don't care what you do in life, convenience is a good thing. Being convenient, being accessible, being there when you need somebody to be there with the right answers, with the good answers, with the valid answers for your retirement. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope they bring you a little bit closer to a better retirement and a conversation with Doug Horn. That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we'd like to make happen as you listen to these. And hopefully you get a chance to do that real soon. One of the many questions that Doug gets as folks call him and connect with him as far as their retirement goes is, how can I prepare for retirement? How can I prepare for retirement? There is a process, a good process, one you need to know about. Let's find out more about that right now. We live our lives comparing our status in life with those around us, keeping up with the Joneses. Is your grass greener than my grass? I don't know. Jobs, cars, homes, the stuff that keeps us entertained, the clubs we belong to, the vacations we take, and so on and so on. So then comes the day we assess all that status stuff and walk into the glorious world of retirement. So some folks are better prepared than others. Would you say that is a true fact, huh?
Oh, of course, in all aspects. But and not just when we walk into retirement, but you know, people ahead of time start getting those feelings and saying, hey, I need to start getting my ducks in a row and I've got 5-10 more years to work. It's never too early to start and get an analysis of what you've got going and where you're heading and what do you expect from what you're doing and so forth.
I love the opportunity that people can call you and talk to you firsthand, face-to-face if they want. They can come meet you at the office as well, or via Zoom or whatever. But there's so much stuff out there on social media. and there's some good videos and some videos that maybe don't give you the complete answer to what you're looking for. But the folks making those videos all have the same focus. That's for retirement, and it means something. So it's a good thing as well. But what I love about Dollars and Cents, and I love about your process, is we first ask folks to get the book, the free Dollars and Cents book, because that kind of gives you some insight. 855-317-2346, and we'll repeat that number throughout the this half hour and next half hour as well. But so the question is, what do we need to do today, right now, as we're listening on the radio or listening to the podcast or whatever, before retirement, to make sure that transition from, you know, being a working person is solid and there will be there money there to provide for the years ahead? What should we be doing today?
I would say let's call that 800 number and order that book. It's free. It's going to give you insights onto our vision for, you know, proper retirement planning, and that's with an emphasis on safety. Getting knowledge, most people do what they do for a living and they're good at it, whatever that field might be, but it doesn't mean they're an expert in financial planning areas if that's not where they've been, you know, working their whole life.
I would like to think that a lot of people are not in that.
That's true.
You know, it's like, why do you go to a specialist for your health or for your car or whatever, or your home or whatever? You go to people who do this for a living, which is obviously you do this for a living.
That's right.
So having a conversation is a good thing. I cut you off there, but go ahead. Keep talking.
No. And you might feel like you're on the right track and putting away in your 401k or putting, you know, making IRA contributions each year.
Yeah.
But what is it in? Is it at risk? What is it projected to do for you based on the asset class that you're using? Do you even know what the different asset classes are and so forth? So it never hurts to get started, whether, you know, you don't have to be 6 months away from retirement, that would almost be, that's okay. But, you know, why not start earlier than that? I talk to young people, not as often as, you know, close to retirement people, obviously, but I have not a problem at all sitting down with somebody that's 30, 35, 40 and saying, hey, what have you got going? You know, what do you have so far? What are your plans for it? And I love helping people. I can't tell you how often, because I've been doing this 30 plus years and specializing in the fixed indexed annuity world since 2000, when the dot-com bust happened.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how often I sit down with people and talk with them or talk with them by the phone or Zoom call. And then years go by, and I get this call and says, well, you probably don't remember me, but
you
know,
I talked to
six
you,
years ago, 8 years ago. We talked by phone, or I came by the office, and now I'm ready to do something, you know, for whatever reason. I'm changing job. I've got a 401k that's old, and I'm going into the new one. Should I put that old 401k in the new one? No, by the way, we should roll it to an IRA because then the whole world is your oyster.
Yeah, let's spend a moment on that as well.
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The process, we talked off air briefly about 401k. So let's talk about 401ks for just a moment.
Okay.
What about an old 401k?
Old 401k, you know, your current plan, if you're 59 and a half, the rules now today are in 99% of the plans allow it. You can do what's called an in-service withdrawal to an outside IRA, even though you're still working there and so forth, as long as you're 59 and a half. Pre-59 and a half, you can only access your current 401k. If they have a change of custodian, then they'll give you option to roll it out or roll it into the new plan. Definitely roll it out to an IRA. Or if you leave that job and, you know, you're 50 and you're switching careers or switching companies, switching jobs, that's what we call an old 401k now. That you don't have to be 59 and a half to move. We can roll that into whatever you want. Obviously, you're probably starting a new 401k at the you know, new job.
Yeah.
That one you do have to be 59 and a half unless they change custodians or you leave that job to go on to something else. So definitely take those old 401ks because typically there's a – oh, and some of them are sizable, but, you know, 20 to 40 different options that you can go into, mutual funds of all different types and so forth.
Yeah.
But that's all you've got with inside that 401k, typically.
Yeah.
You roll it to an IRA, and you've got every financial vehicle out there available to you to put that in.
Okay.
And so it's always a good idea to do that and not just sit on the old 401ks.
Okay. So you get it. You talk to a specialist about this, right? That's Doug Horn. 855-317-2346, 855-317-2346 is the number for the free Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a quick read, which it should be. You know, it doesn't have the fine print. It's got good stuff in there to get you set up in the right direction to have a valid and legitimate and beneficial conversation with Doug. 855-317-2346. He'll send it to you today if you want. He's working today, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, you are. I'm sure there are many, many questions that you get talking to people both prior to retirement and possibly recently into retirement. Little things like, do I have enough to retire? Does that have to be one of the top questions that you get?
It is, simply because no matter what situation you're in or who you are, you're wondering as you get closer to your ideal retirement age, whatever that might be for you, or when you'd like to retire, you want to look at the size of the portfolio that you've got and say, is that enough for me, you know, with Social Security for me and typically the spouse?
Right.
And then what should we be drawing off of what we've got? Is that enough for what our goals are? And that's very easy for us to talk about when I know the client's situation. You know, some people have goals of, you know, I guess the book would say 70, you should be able to live on 70% of your working income when you're in retirement. Well, that's not going to be true for everybody. Some people want to go get crazy, travel, do all kinds of stuff.
Nothing wrong with that. That's
that
good.
Vacation home or motor home or whatever they might want to do. Other people just want to stay home and piddle around. Maybe they can get by in way less than when they were working and out, you know, driving around all the time and so forth.
There's no one game plan. There's an individual game plan that you would put out for people there in retirement as well. One of the big questions out there in social media and such is, does my retirement plan look solid? I would assume that, you know, when you sit down with folks and you talk initially about that, you would then get information from them and say, okay, this looks good, or how do you go about the process of doing that?
Well, we just you know, we look at what they've got, what it's in, what we can expect it to do for them. Yeah. If we're you know, planning on starting to draw out for retirement to supplement Social Security, and if there's any pensions, you know, those guaranteed things, we've got our lifetime income rider. Or on the growth side, we've got, I tell people, you know, just as a good rule of thumb, you know, look at the size of your portfolio and say, what, you know, let's take 5% a year out. That, you know, the book might say take 3.5 or 4, but, you know, 5 is kind of a typical thing that I see.
Okay.
And if we're getting more than that, you know, from our portfolio returns, that's what we want. We want that portfolio to still be growing, maybe not as fast, obviously, as since we're taking 5% out or whatever percent out now.
Sure.
But we want to still be growing that for down the road, keep up with inflation, to keep up with what I call life's unknowns, that, you know, life happens. You know, there's big expenses that'll come up once in a while. The need a new roof, the foundation's cracked, or we want to take that big trip, you know, things like that. So we don't want to be drawing down our retirement. We want to be taking a healthy amount that still allows us to get growth in there. And a big part of that is never going backwards with market downturns.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Love that. Never going backwards with market downturns. Talk about that a little bit more as well.
Sure. Well, let's just look at recent history. 2022, the number I use, -19.4 for the S&P 500. So if you're in, you know, if your portfolio aligns with the S&P 500, you know, you're down close to 20%.
Wow.
Well, if you're drawing 5% out to live on, now you're down 25%, and that's going to take some time to recoup that, especially since you plan on continuing to take 5% or whatever percent out of that. And so, especially close to retirement and then in retirement, you know, let's never go backwards. Let's not have those kind of bad years. That was followed up by a even better 2023, but, you know, let's do the math. If you lose 20% in 2022, and it was close to that, your 100,000 is now 80,000. If you did a 25% return the next year, well, now you're back up to 100,000. So you haven't gone anywhere in 2 years. You had a horrible year and a great year.
Yeah.
What if we just had that great year, but not the horrible year before it? And that's what we get in the fixed indexed annuity world. We stay flat in that bad year. It's not fun to not make anything, but when everybody else is losing close to 20% or thereabouts, you feel pretty good about staying flat. And then when we have that follow-up with a good year, that's all gain. Whereas in the markets, in my scenario, you're just getting back to even at that point.
Yeah. Even
and
is
possibly
good.
Possibly not even back to even if you were drawing, you know, whatever percent off for both of those years to live on.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense to a lot of people, I'm sure, when you say that. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I'd like that. I'd like some of that. Can I have more, please, sir? And by the way, if you are listening to this podcast and you do connect with the great folks at Dollars and Cents Radio, make sure that you let them know that you contacted them. If you're listening here on the podcast or on the radio, or maybe a friend told you, that's an important consideration as we explore all forms of media, both terrestrial media and social media, the aspects of getting the word out about Dollars and Cents. So here's the deal. If you're listening to the podcast today and you call in and you talk to Doug, you say, I heard it on the podcast. Or if you were listening to the radio program, I heard it on the radio. Or you had a neighbor tell you, this guy is good, give him a call. Be sure and remember where you are hearing information about Dollars and Cents Radio, and then passing that information along to Dollars and Cents as you connect. We'd appreciate that. So there you go. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is new every Tuesday morning. No cost to subscribe, and delivery is always on time via your favorite podcast platform. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. And we package the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Get your free copy of the Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a first step in designing a retirement that is exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. You can also find out more at dollarsandcentsradio.com. So until next week, enjoy your day and tell a friend about the Dollars and Cents Radio podcast. It's for you. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.
No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Comments regarding guaranteed returns or income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered, and unless specifically stated, do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services offered by AlphaStar.